Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hello out there.
Hey, what's going on? How was your week?
Oh, man, writing, as usual, trying to get this track ready. Boy, it's crunch time. I can't wait to unleash it. It's fire. So we're trying to get that ready, you know, brainstorming, trying to see how we're going to bring more hot stuff, more interesting and hot and fiery authors to our listeners. You know, just trying to do what we do all week.
Yep.
What's up with Aaron?
I'm sitting here watching
the
news.
He's there. My phone was on mute. He was saying, hey, and I'm just talking. And I'm like, can you hear me? And he's like, hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching the news, actually, and the mistress for the old guy that, you know, did the basketball thing is now walking around with a mask on like people ain't seen her face. She walking around looking like Darth Vader for no reason. Like, yo, it's too late.
Wow.
We already seen you. We already seen you. You can't hide now.
Did you hear about his son?
No, not at all.
His son was found dead. I'm going to find the article.
Well, it probably has nothing to do with the NBA thing, but let's just hope they don't try to pin it on a black guy.
At any rate, tonight we have an awesome show. I'm going to be talking about sleeping with the enemy. How many people have an enemy actually in their bed? And if it's not even in your bed, in your life, you know, somebody who's in your life, who is the enemy, you know, it might not be your spouse, you know, it could be anybody. It could be a friend. It could be a family member, you know, a coworker, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that, you know, is the enemy. But a lot of people are having relationships with people, and they are actually the enemy. They are not their friend. So,
absolutely.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about that, you know, having those enemies in your bed, you know, having those enemies in your life. You eating at the same table, got your feet under the same table with somebody who is secretly hating you, hating on you, or creating problems for you. That happens all the time.
Yeah, enemies on your teammates that are enemies, all of that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to know how to deal with that, though. You know what it is? You got to be thinking 2-3 steps ahead of people. Sometimes you got to make things look one way just so it'll be something totally different.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. And while you mentioned that, had the situation with the friendly battle with you and Cash. Like, this week has been crazy. I'm like, yo, it set out, as we set out, our initial experiment was to show people that people can have a friendly battle, and it's no problems, no hard feelings or anything, and, you know, deter the readers, the authors, everybody away from that author beef, that, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff that is so negative about the industry. And in the mix, you know, authors got into it with authors, readers got into it with readers, authors got into it with readers as well. And we had a big blow up the other day that we were successfully able to dip, you know, we the Don King of this, you know what I'm saying? We staging stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We knew, we innovative, we learned a lot. We learned that people be in them inboxes.
Yeah,
we
learned people be in them inboxes.
Spreading rumors and foolery. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Like,
changing people's
yeah.
Lingo and all that, not knowing that the person already know. Like, yo, it's crazy.
But what is it for? Like, to hurt a person's feelings, to tear a person down? You know what I'm saying? Even if you do hear something bad about somebody, like, why rush in their face, especially if you're not friends? You know what I'm saying? If you coming on some enemy stuff, some gossip stuff, you know, just to get in somebody's face, just to get in their inbox and try to hurt them, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? That's whack. And that's things that have been going on in this industry for the last couple of years, hurtful things that are hurting people's career, people's integrity, you know, people's, you know, money and their livelihood. You know what I'm saying? That's how people earn their bones, like you tearing stuff down. So we're able to really show that, you know, things could get out of hand really, really quickly. We're going to have tonight on our show Ms. Kelly Trotman, promotional extraordinaire. She helped take Trust No B series to number one numerous of times, part one, part two, and part three with her heavy promotions. I cannot thank her enough for all the work that she does in the industry at helping, you know, authors get noticed. She, you know, she goes on the radio with authors when they have radio shows, you know, to hold their hand and make sure they, you know, get what they supposed to get, you know, magazine thing. So, you know, we've been able to have her be a real big asset, and she also, you know, helped in the staging of this battle and, you know, pretty much took a lot of brunt of the shenanigans that happened
yeah.
the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to make sure that she's going to come on the radio here in a minute, and we're going to bring her on in, and we're going to explain, you know, how we were able to successfully do what we did. And then it's
yes,
going.
And shout to Kelly, by
yes.
the way, you know.
Yes.
Because it was definitely successful.
Yes, it was. It was successful. And we could go ahead and we could
it
bring her on radio right quick. Bring her in here so we can just get a quick, you know, synopsis of what she thinks and how she feels. Then we're going to jump it off and talk about these enemies that's in your bed. Yo, it's about to go down. We got Nika Michelle. We got Jason Hooper. It's about to go down. Go ahead and bring her in, Erin. I believe she's at, let me check. Let me make sure we don't want no technical difficulties tonight. You know me, I don't like technical difficulties, if I can help it. Every so often stuff happens, though, you know what I'm saying? And possible to prepare for the unforeseen. Miss Leisha, what else do you have to say in the meantime while I'm over here with my shenanigans? How did you feel about the battle? Before we bring Miss Kelly in here, how did you feel initially about the battle?
Actually, I kind of missed the whole thing because
oh,
I was out and about, and I didn't really get home until after everything was already in play and moving along. I'm more shocked with the way people behave maybe the readers, just the inboxing type thing and just the extra, you know, because sometimes issues happen sometimes, you know what I'm saying, whether they're staged or not. Things happen and people disagree. But to add fuel to the fire, a lot of times it's not helpful because most of the times adults can come together, talk about it, say what they got to say, and they can move on. But when you got extra stuff that's adding extra stuff on top of that, and if nobody actually was communicating, it just so happens that they were communicating. But what if they weren't? You know, then that would have been an extra mess, you know, unnecessary. Everybody upset because somebody done put something in their inbox that wasn't all the way true, or they heard something that wasn't all the way true. So it's unfortunate that
she's
that,
here now.
Hit that
862, Aaron. 862-902. Hit that 862.
862.
Yes.
902. What's good, Kelly? What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
Nene, Aaron, Felicia.
Hey, Kelly.
Miss Promotion Extraordinaire.
We are happy to have you on, for sure.
I'm happy to be here.
And we might need to really get in some clearing up.
Okay.
Because especially after what we learned, for we learned a lot from this, though.
Yeah, a lot.
But, you know, in the midst of, you know, the way the book competition was going, like, you know, Cash was dealing with a situation, so we was like, you know, we got to try to come up with something else to keep attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in the midst of that, you know, we start thinking, I'm like, yo, you know, authors be beefing with readers too and vice versa.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you see it all the time.
Yeah, so we wanted to show that. We was like, yo, let's just do this. And then, you know, but what happened was Cash had came back before we could really go 100% into it. But then he still didn't, the book wasn't there, so we were like, damn, we need to do something real quick. So we just went. We just went ahead with Plan A.
The Plan A, which is stage.
Yeah. We just was like, we wanted to show the other aspect of readers and authors getting into it as well. All of that takes away from the point, which is dealing with these books and staying within the perimeters of literature, and not, you know, not getting focused in the dramas and the petty beefs and the inboxes and the phone calls, because a lot of that stuff be fake, as we just proved.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to say, Kelly, we appreciate you and all you've
done.
We're sorry for any inconvenience.
Yes, we apologize.
In the meantime. Yes.
I apologize, too, because, you know, people just took it a whole nother way, you know, and it wasn't meant to set up.
But we learned a lot.
Yeah, we did. You know, people turned things around and changed stuff and added stuff and took away,
people,
and it just was crazy.
Yeah,
grimy. That's grimy.
It really was.
That's grimy right there. That's
it
grimy.
It really was.
That's
you doing inboxes and you adding stuff.
Changing,
you copy and paste the post.
Changing words.
And, yeah, and then add your own stuff to it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's all love, though.
You know what that reminded me of, though? Remember that game we used to play in kindergarten where the teacher will whisper something into the next person's ear and everybody will be in the
circle?
And
then by the time it gets to the person.
Right, by the time it gets back around, it ain't nothing.
It's a whole
like
different
what
story.
We said from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So tonight we talk about enemies in your bed, but we had some enemies in our inboxes. I think that's what happened.
Yes.
I think that.
Absolutely. A whole lot of enemies in the inbox.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you ruining his career, and, oh, he doing this, and you wrote, I'm like, okay, all right. Like, this is getting out of control.
Yeah, let's see how that works out for you. But,
yeah.
We appreciate you. We really do. Like I said, you all have helped successfully take
a great sport.
To a top level, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all of the support and love from all of y'all as well.
Yep,
you know,
and,
I appreciate being a part of it, you know, being a part of it. You know, there's no dislike here. I don't dislike Aaron. You know, I don't have any problems with Aaron. I never had any problems with Aaron. You know, there's no beef.
Mhm.
So I just want everybody to know
and
that.
And that should be apparent as well, too. Like, because we never, like you said, we never had a problem.
Right, at all.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Mhm.
So, you know. Just goes to show how quick people would take things and run with it, and instead of, you know, trying to diffuse situations.
They just add to it, and it makes it worse.
And it taints the brand. It taints the genre. It taints the brand. It taints everything that we're trying to do to build and to have longevity in this thing. And I'm glad that these things come out, you know, and they come out early so that you can start dusting them off. You know, everybody can get their attention back on their work, which is giving these readers something quality, quality work, quality, quality work ethic, and, you know, superb treatment. And that's what it's about,
right,
instead of the shenanigans, because no one has time for that. But we thank you, Kelly, for coming out and expressing yourself. Please continue to listen.
The show is open.
The show is open to you for any of your clients that may need to, you know, get on here and have a word or two to say. Please, please, please feel free to contact us anytime.
I definitely will.
And shout out to the name of your company.
And I appreciate y'all having me.
Thank you. Shout out to the name of your company.
Yes, yeah, we would also like to apologize to any of the readers who might have experienced our little test and may have been offended. We would like to apologize to you as well.
And we thank you. And hit us anytime.
Yes. Okay. I definitely will. Thank
you. But you know I love you, Kale.
You know I love you too, Leisha.
Leisha, don't try to get no extra love up in here. Don't try to get no extra. This is our moment. It's our moment.
Leisha, my girl. You got to take that.
You know,
Leisha, my girl.
I get love from Kel, and I give love to Kel.
Yes,
my girl.
She does. Always. She always does.
Thank you. It's an awesome
thing. And I appreciate
it. And we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
And I appreciate all y'all.
Shout out to y'all real quick.
I love books promotions.
So anybody looking for promotion, I Love Book Promotions, Kelly.
Yeah.
She's wide. She's wide open for y'all, for business, and it's all love.
Absolutely. Yep. And once again, there is no beef between Kelly and Aaron.
Yeah.
And I don't think his work suck. So please, people, stop inboxing me talking about you said his work suck when I didn't. I don't think his work suck. I think he's a very talented writer, and I enjoy his work. I've read his work, and I enjoyed it, and I just need y'all to know that.
I'm needing
no more inboxes.
And I approve this message.
Yes. So please, no more inboxes.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy your show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Thanks for coming out.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And make sure you guys are clicking them till my casket drops. Aaron's book is already in Amazon, Kindle, Nook, paperback. Cash's book drops Friday. The other version of Till My Casket Drops. Two great authors, two fire books to one title, Till My Casket Drops. Let the battle continue. Get ready. It's going to be a sale. We're going bonkers all weekend. We're going to be dropping these caskets. Y'all going to have two great reads. Make sure you are clicking into those books. Tonight we talk about the enemies in my bed, y'all. Aaron, do me a favor before we bring our authors up in here and drop that beat.
Okay. When?
You want me to drop it? You want me to drop it? I can drop it.
I got you.
No. I got it. I was dealing with the volume.
Nah, this can't be true. I got this feeling, and I just can't turn it loose, that somebody's been getting next to you. I don't wanna walk around knowing I was your fool, 'cause being the man that I am, I just can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about the things that's going on, hey. But deep in my heart, baby, I hope that I'm wrong. Yes, I hope that I'm wrong, but I know it, babe.
Somebody's living in
my life, my bed.
Somebody's taking.
over your face. It hurts so bad when I walk through the door. But you know one damn thing, baby, I ain't coming back no more. No, no, no. Now don't try to tell me things are still the same, yeah. Cause when we made love, I heard you call out his name, call out his name. Somebody's sleeping in my bed tonight, baby.
I think he summed it up. He's like, sleeping in my bed, messing with my head, and that's usually what happens. They're messing with your bed.
Absolutely.
In your head. They all over the place, shenanigans after shenanigans. We want to go ahead on and bring Jason in here. I know he has a father, dedicated father. He still came out so that he'll be able to give us a little insight on him and his work. We want to get him on in the clubhouse. So that we can do that, so we can get him to his son. I believe he has a game to attend, and I uphold that beyond anything. So go ahead on and bring him in here, and let's talk about the book. Are we ready?
Hey,
we
Jason.
Ready? Is he here? Is he there? Is he there?
No.
Is he there? I don't hear him.
No, I don't see him.
I am amped up. What is wrong tonight?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
We are great. We are even better now that you're here. You know, we're happy that you are in the clubhouse. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Writing Royalty Clubhouse, and we're happy to have you.
Thank you. Glad you had me on.
We know that you have to get to your son's game. So we're not going to hold you long. We want to just take a few moments to make sure the readers know who you are and so that they know your work. And, you know, we definitely got to hear how you feel about this right quick, about this enemy in my bed thing. Jason, have you ever had an enemy in your bed?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have. I think everybody has at least once in their life.
At some point. At some point, right? So, but how do you shake that? I mean, you're in love with somebody or you're loving somebody, and, you know, hey, they the enemy. You know, you, maybe you can't let them go so easily. You can't just cut them free because, you know, you got that little love, that heart is talking to you, so you can't quite let them go. How'd you get rid of that enemy, Jason? I'm just saying, like, what did you do?
It's hard. You know, it takes, I think time is the healer of most things, so that's what it took, you know, time. It didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost weight and everything going through all of that, so.
Man, that's crazy. And to hear a brother say that, you know, usually, you know, you hear a sister like, yo, she was depressed. She stayed in the house. Like, she ain't want to comb her hair. Like, she can't get no sleep. Her girlfriends is tired. Like, if she talk about this boy one more time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it does happen to you men. Now, with your work, I know you have great titles out there. How much of those experiences have you poured into your books, and which one?
Oh, a bunch of them. My best friend's wife is my latest saint, and that, the title of the show sums up that whole book, you know. You know, it's about two friends and, you know, one woman between them, and it's just that, sleeping with the enemy.
Wow. So what you're saying, was your enemy creeping with your best friend? I'm just saying, was that what happened?
It wasn't that close to home, but it's bad enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a situation where I was with someone, and they was actually bringing a person around me, you know, as if it was their friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that can go.
Yeah, man. You sitting at the table passing him the ribs, and then when you ain't around, he getting in the ribs. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
then he acts up. They pay me to act up on Wednesday nights. Wow. That's crazy. Did it, like, go on for, like, a long time, like years or months?
Yeah.
Like, was
it
ongoing?
Months. It was months. Once I caught on, you know, I had to back out because I'm not the type to sit around and try to repair something that I think is irreparable. So, kept it moving up, and it hurt, but
yeah,
got over it eventually.
I can imagine that. Let me finish this in. We had the Author Wives on, and they talked about that. That getting past all of that and stuff. And what you have to do to, you know, to recover from those types of things. And looking for the signs. It was like, Aaron was like, yo, they missed the signs, yo. Like, did you miss the signs, Jason? Like, did you ignore the signs? Did you miss, what was the straw that broke the camel's back that was like, this is what's going on? Did you just ignore it because of the love?
Exactly. I ignored it. And, you know, you always try to give the person the benefit of the doubt. So,
okay.
More or less, I was just kind of blinded by my own ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. I mean, when you love somebody, you love them, you care about them, and sometimes, you know, you can ignore those things. Go ahead, Alicia.
Okay, Jason, I do have a question. What was Grace thinking? Now, what's going on with Grace?
Grace was, like a few women I met in my past, and basically she wanted to have her cake and eat it too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Between two friends.
Ain't that what you're supposed to do with cake? I mean, people always say that you want your cake and eat it too. I don't know what else you're supposed to do with the cake. I don't know. Aaron, what else are you supposed to do with the cake? Like, you got the cake, you know, you hear Jason and he's telling us about this. Aaron, can you feel where he's coming from a male's point of view? Have you had the same situation?
I'd have to know what kind of cake it is. Like, what's the exact situation? You ain't gonna just bring me in the bakery like they got cake here. I'm definitely gonna be asking what kind.
Oh.
For real, like.
Cake anime? You're not just gonna eat the cake? I don't just eat the cake anime.
I'm not gonna just eat the cake.
Oh, right.
I mean, it was a mess, though, and I don't want to spoil it just in case nobody has read it, but if y'all have not hit that one click, I suggest you do My Best Friend's Wife. It is something else. Miss Grace, Miss Grace, Miss Grace, need to switch. She need a switch to her. One of the switches braided together.
See,
you know, the one back in the day.
That right there, that's a different thing. Because honestly, like, and this is just throughout life. This is not even nothing new with me. Like, I've never had a bunch of friends. So anybody that I ever considered a friend,
mm-hmm.
I definitely would not be thinking about they woman in that manner. That's they woman. And just generally me with any man, like, that's the last thing any man got to worry about with me with the, as far as their woman. Like, I know that's their woman, and a line get crossed. Like, I wouldn't let a line get crossed, and I wouldn't cross that line. So in that sense, no, I definitely have never been involved in nothing like that. Like, I don't, nah, that's crazy. Like, I don't want to say loyalty because I want to say broken loyalty because the loyalty thing now is just so loose. The word sounds bad now, the way people apply loyalty to. But it's just definitely a betrayal. That's the word I'm gonna use. It's definitely a betrayal that I wouldn't need. That's not in my character to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean that is heavy. That's way heavy, you know. And then. For a woman to be doing it, you know, like, yo, like, you got this man at our house, he eating my food, like, he got his feet underneath my coffee table, you know what I'm saying? I done watched the game with this man, and it, wow. But then it happens also with the other way around, you know what I'm saying? Dudes will do it, too. I had a girl over there, a woman done made friends, they out getting their nails done, and when she's at work, she at the house working. Oh,
exactly.
That's greasy, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really just, as far as y'all women, man, with y'all little thing y'all be doing.
Let me find out.
No, I'm saying, like, even on that part, like, the woman, like, honestly, let's just not, and I definitely wouldn't do that scenario, but even if I was, that's why I wouldn't be good for me to have, like, a side chick that got a man, or to have any chick that got a man, it wouldn't be good for me because, I wouldn't even want to deal with her knowing that she's dealing with somebody else. Like, none of that time would mean nothing to me. So I wouldn't even want it. Like, yeah, I'm sticking shorty, but she really somebody else's girl. Like, I'm not, that's corny to me. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't even want to claim a situation like that. Like, some people look at that like they macking or they pimping or they gaming or they playing. That, for me, is a... That's a hey. Well, who you competing with, the nigga? Cause shorty playing both y'all.
Right.
Like but that's my view though. You feel me? Like that's from my eyes. Like that's my view. Because
how you feel, Jason, about that?
I pretty much feel the same way. You know, he broke it down as best as it could be broken down.
Mhm.
But
mm-hmm.
it happens all the time.
Mhm.
Mhm. Did you ever think about some getting back? Like. You ever think about some? Well, you was like, I'm just gonna let this go. I'm not even going to go there with her.
Yeah, you gotta let it go. What's the old saying? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never was sitting around like, yo, I should bang one of her friends or her sister or her cousins. Let her see how I feel.
Nah.
Nothing.
Does that take too much energy?
Okay.
Yeah, no. For real. And then I'm gonna tell you something. Like I keep telling y'all don't be giving men enough credit. A real man knows that I don't have to bang your cousin. I could be banging the chick from the other side of town that you don't know, but if you see me and her together and you see how quick I done bounce back, that's going to tinge at you. So it's good enough. That's a good enough get back. We sliding through the mall. I'm looking healthy. Seeing you like, yeah, what's good? How you? And you looking at me, I done bounced back already. You know what I mean? So a real man already know that. That's already the get back. I don't got to go close to your home to betray you. I mean, that's crazy.
But did you really bounce back? I mean, if your heart is still there.
Nah, but listen what I'm telling you. If I'm bouncing through the mall with another broad, clearly I bounce back. Because if my heart ain't there, because I done been heartbroken. I'm not ashamed of nothing that ever happened in my life. Like, when I'm heartbroken, I'm talking from experience now. When I'm heartbroken, you ain't going to see me in the mall. And you ain't going to see me with no other chick because I'm not going to be interested. I don't care who she is.
I'm not going to be interested. So you're not going to see this. So when you do see me with somebody else, you best believe you're no longer that jersey I have with you is retired. Like, I'm off the team. Yeah, I done been traded. You done been traded. Like, it's a whole nother situation. Yeah. Because I done been heartbroken.
I think it's different with women. I think that in a lot of cases, women will still be, you know, definitely in the situation. But men, some men probably also. But with women, I don't know. I think a lot of them, you know, even if they do slide off and it's not they, you know, your friend, but it's the next dude, and, you know, you see them at the mall, or the mama done invited her to the cookout, but she bring a dude with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more so to show you, like, yo, I moved on, but sometimes it's not really a move on.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm talking about, and a real man know that.
Uh-huh.
We could see that, believe it or not. Like I could see somebody I used to be with and see them with somebody, because I'm cool like that. Like, I swear, I'm Diggable Planets. Like, I'm cool like that. Like, I see you, and boom, like, yo, what's good? How you? Boom, all right, boom. You know, meet money with no ice to it. Like, yo, what's good? You got, I won't do none of the familiar stupid shit, like, and the corny shit, like, yo, you got a good girl here, nothing. And like, what up? Boom, I'll leave everything to her to tell him when they walk away. You tell this nigga I was your cousin, whoever. You definitely somebody I know, we spoke, and I'm going to keep it brief and I'm going to keep it moving. But I'm going to see in your eyes right there, like, if you miss it or not, or if you really happy, and I'm going to just keep it moving, whatever the case may be.
What you think, Alicia, from another woman's perspective?
Well, because I'm married, I'm going to go more in line with the book.
Mm-hmm.
And because I see this a lot with married people, before you get married, you know, if this is not who you want to be with, then you shouldn't get married. You know what I'm saying? Once you get married, then that's it. This is the choice that you made. Now, you flip-flopping back and forth, that's just not, no. Just like what Aaron said, your shirt is retired. Hey, you don't have nothing here. You know, I'm married now, and it just reminded me of my ex had called me like a year after I got married, and he was like, oh, yeah, because, you know, I want to take you to lunch and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, you know what? I said, well, I'll see if my husband is available. He said, oh, shoot, I ain't going to take your husband to lunch. You said, I forgot you was married. I was like, you ain't forget I was not. You ain't forget I was no married.
Wow. So
you just want to
see
if I was going to go to lunch.
Where
Why did you forget your phone number?
Y'all talked on the phone?
No. We were dating. That's who I was dating before I got married.
Okay, but when this incident occurred, when you had to remind him that you were married, Were y'all on the phone, or did y'all happen to just bump into each other somewhere?
Oh, no, he called me out the blue.
He called you out the blue. So let me ask you a question. What would make him say he done called you out the blue? What would make him think, for woman, why would he even say, I forgot you was married? What was the tone of that conversation like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he done forgot what who he is. He done forgot he talking to a married woman. Come on now, let's talk to me.
Absolutely, and I think it was more of trying to either see if I really got married or test the waters to see if his shirt was still in season. You know, but when I broke out with, well, I see if my husband is available, it was like, oh shoot, I wasn't trying to go to lunch with him. Oh, okay.
You know what? I wish you tried to pull that on me, because I'd have took you and your husband to lunch. You'd have been sitting there so uncomfortable.
I wish you tried to pull that on me, and we would have went to a nice restaurant and had a good old time.
I would have had no problem picking up the bill, because the price you would have paid afterwards would have been worth it. Trust me.
But Lisa, did you tell your husband? Did you tell him?
Yes, I did. I showed
what
him.
He found out 10 minutes ago.
We laughed about it. We did. We laughed about it. And he was like, yeah, no, he ain't forget. But
no.
Still, I didn't change my number, but I blocked his number because I was like, I don't need
no
problem.
Now, that was cool. That's real, for real, because
That, now, what about that? That's a good thing that you did because, you know, now you see that he is ready to step over the line or he's not mm-hmm. respecting what's going on, and you cut right. that right off. So I
right.
definitely respect that, for real.
Definitely.
Why not play with it?
Mm-hmm. And that's what you got to do. You got to nip that crap in the bud quick, especially when you really care about
real
somebody you really love and you care about their feelings. You know, you just don't do that to a person. You can't say with one mouth, I love you, and on the other side, you doing something greasy to the person. That's definitely unacceptable. Like I said before, be honest with a person. Have enough guts to come to a person and say, look, it's over. Like, I can't go no further on this walk with you. You know, everybody is grown. You know, sometimes there's kids involved and, you know, or families. And, you know, sometimes it's harder for some people to break away. But it's better to break away, you know, in honesty and go your separate ways versus spend years with deceit and, you know, hurt a person's spirit and their soul even more, you know, for not telling them that, you know, this is just something else that I want to do. I don't want to do this anymore. I can still be your friend, but I don't want to do this anymore. You know, you don't want to end up being the enemy in their bed. You have people who actually kill people over stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
that's the tragedy. You know, you have some men and you have some women also who just can't take, you know, that moment of finding out, yo, you played me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they
mm-hmm.
friends. So they can't take that. I mean, even, you know, Jason, you just sat here and said, you know, it was real for you. Like, you lost weight. Like, you was in them feelings. You could have easily been one of them folks that's sitting behind bars right now that snapped. You know what I'm saying? It could have
right.
went either way. You know?
Mm-hmm. Lucky I'm level-headed, right?
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yep.
Level-headed.
Right.
Gotta be.
Right. Yeah, it happens. It happens every day. You know, crimes of passion is real. They got special laws for stuff like that. So you know that it's real.
Did you see those signs?
Yeah, I definitely saw them once. Now that the time has passed and I look back and think about things,
mm-hmm.
so it was hindsight more so than you actually seeing it as it was going on.
Right.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
more like,
see,
man, that's
lie.
Why that happened.
Yo, when a chick get me, yo, I be wanting to just give them awards, yo.
Yo,
I'm super duper analytical. Like, I already be knowing. By the time they introduce it to me, I'll be like, yo, I know.
I knew it. But, Jason, we want you to take a minute to please shout your workout, shout where they can reach you at. We know you have to get to your son's game. That is very, very important to us, and we want you to be on time for that. So please let the readers know where they can reach you as well as what you have out, and we definitely got to have you back when we can get a full interview with you and really, really, really blow you up.
Oh, yeah, most of us. That'd be wonderful, and thank y'all for this time, too, and the next time. But, yeah, you can reach me, readers can reach me at Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Google Plus, and also my work is on Barnes & Nobles and Amazon. And that would be Some Things Are Better Left Untold, 1 and 2, That Girl, 1 through 3, Hustler's Lust, My Best Friend's Wife, Royal La Familia. I've got another joint with Latanya West called Secret Lovers, and there's one more. I know I'm missing one more. Oh, FYPM, I'm keep it real low. I ain't going to shout out the explicit language on the air,
okay.
But it's FYPM Part 1. And that all of those books can be found on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles as well. And also, I'll be loading up a couple paperbacks this month for My Best Friend's Wife, and That Girl series will be all in one book.
Okay, that's what's
okay.
up. And just so you know, because I still don't know what this FYTM is, I'm the author of The Pussy Trap, so I promise you can go right on ahead and say what you have to say. My readers are used to that. We want to make sure that they get that full title, unless you are uncomfortable with it, because I still don't know what the title is, and I don't want them to miss a good read.
Oh, definitely. FYPM is Fuck You Pay Me, Part 1.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, if you pay me. All right. Well, make sure you guys are one-clicking. You can reach Jason on all the social media networks. Make sure you're going over there, Kindle, Nook, iTunes, wherever he is. Click away. I want to get that one y'all just talked about, because I got to find out about this my best friend's wife. I need to know about it. But please give your son our love. Tell him we said hit that
you
ball.
Like that,
take it right out of the park. Tell him to give him the love from Writing Royalty. We all going to be sending our little prayers of success over there to him. And you enjoy yourself. Travel safe. And we need to have you back sometime very, very soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
Right.
That was great. I love
yes.
it. I love it. His personality is phenomenal.
That was beautiful.
Him sharing that with us. We're going to be bringing Nika Michelle in here in a minute. Before we do, Aaron, I think we need to play a clip that brings a little bit more home about that enemy in my bed. That movie Dead Presidents was on point. I mean, it had a part in there. They... Drop it, Aaron.
No, my
What are you doing? What, Aaron, don't make me fight
no,
you.
No, go ahead. I didn't know you was introducing the joint.
I mean, I'm done. I said what I had to say. I talk after.
Okay.
Hey, young blood. Bringing in the groceries, huh? Lord have mercy. Man, I remember when I was married, I used to love to bring home the groceries. Made me feel real good. Like a man. Know what I mean? Hey, listen, young blood, huh? I just dropped by to see Juanita and Sarah, you know, lay a little something on them.
Stop by to see my baby. Is that right?
You know, young blood, I took care of your woman and your baby when you were in the war. Now, a man ought to get a little respect for something like that. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I care about Juanita. I care about a whole lot. But you back now, and I'm gone. So from this point on, you should consider me like a friend of the family. Find yourself in a jam and shit, need a little cash, you come see me, I'll front you.
Keep your shit.
Listen, brother, I know about pride, but you got mouths to feed. Now I laid a little cash on Juanita.
Hey, man, stay the fuck away from my family.
What did you say?
You heard me, goddammit. I said stay the fuck away from my family.
See, I ain't the enemy, young blood. I don't want no trouble. See, I tried to be a friend, motherfucker. Surprise, nigga. Big bad me. Look at you now. Does she suck you? Fuck you? Make you feel like a man? Make you feel real good? Huh, boy? Now, she wasn't doing it like that before you went to the war, now, was she? Now you're getting all that good loving, and you can't even put food on your fucking table. Come on, Santa Claus. Open your mouth and suck this. Come on, I got a present for you. Suck it! Suck it, nigga! Kill me, motherfucker. Shoot me right now. What you gonna do? Shoot me. You're lucky this is personal, nigga. I ain't gonna kill you over no woman. Don't you ever in your fucking life bite the hand that feeds you, nigga. See you, Santa Claus.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yo, that is crazy.
That shit is real.
That is real, for real. Like, she was found. She was mad found. Like,
a straight swine. This
you know your man getting ready to come home from work. He tired.
Come home from getting fired.
And you got your man who you was sleeping with while he was away in the war, dropping by, visiting, dropping off money.
Yeah. So I just came by to lay a little something on Juanita and the baby girl. Okay.
They gonna say if you need anything.
Yeah, I'll front you.
That's crazy. But you know what? That sounds something like, you know what I'm saying, what Jason was just saying. Like, dude was over the house. Like, he had no idea. She had to lay him around like he was a friend. That clip was just perfect example to, you know, what Jason shared with us and what he was saying. Because, hey, that type of stuff goes down on a regular. You got an enemy in your bed. Leisha, please go ahead on, get that bio for Miss Nika Michelle. We're going to bring her in the clubhouse. I am anxious to see what she has to say. I know she has written some powerful novels that she's going to share with us, and her experience and her knowledge. Let's get on in the clubhouse.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do want to say about that life, has to drop jaw, hit that one click. I'm telling y'all from page one, you're going to be right on the edge trying to see what's going on. About that life has hit me, Michelle. I don't know. Feeling some way about the book, and I only read two pages. But Nika Michelle is originally from North Carolina and currently resides in Atlanta, Georgia. She her love for books started at a very young age, and she inspired passion for writing. Blessed with a vivid imagination, she would share her short stories with her classmates in middle school and high school. In 2002, she graduated from Fayetteville State University with a BA in Communications and English in Literature. During her time in college, she completed her first novel, Forbidden Fruit, an urban tale that spins a web of love, lust, and greed. Her other titles include Forbidden Fruit 2, A Seed, A New Seed, Black Butterfly, Black Onyx, the sequel to Black Butterfly, 0 Degrees, 1 and 2, and 3 is out. Forbidden Fruit 3, The Juice, Black Magic, book 3 of the Black Butterfly series, The Nookie Ain't Free, The Empress, The Nookie Still Ain't Free, which are all now available on Amazon. And again, about that life, the Diablo story, if you have read Forbidden Fruit 1, 2, and 3, you know who Diablo is. If not, I suggest you get all four of the books, Forbidden Fruit series and the Diablo about that life. Erin, let's bring in Miss Nika Michelle.
Uh-huh. 404-783. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, everybody.
What's up, Nika?
Hey, I'm so glad. I've been listening for so long, and I'm like, wow, Sleeping with the Enemy. Oh, my God. That's Forbidden Fruit all day. That is so fit for if you've ever read Forbidden Fruit, you know, it's really, and it kind of takes a little bit of a turn, a twist to what you're saying. Because this particular situation, the woman is she's really feeling neglected by her man, who is Diablo. In the first book, Ayana, who is the main character, tells the story, and she's tempted by his enemy. So that's kind of where the first Forbidden Fruit kind of gets its spin. We're trying to see, is she going to really fall for his enemy, or is she going to stay true and loyal to her man, who doesn't really treat her the best? So I kind of get what Jason was saying. Like, well, I don't know if it was Erin or Jason. I heard both of your voices, but I don't know if it was Erin or Jason who mentioned you don't shop around the enemies and the friends and the crew. You find somebody totally separate from the situation. So, because the things we were talking about in the scene from the movie Dead President, that can cause somebody to get murdered. That you don't play with fire like that. So I'm sorry. I just love the topic. And I think it's so fitting. But I'm sorry. I'm all over. Go ahead, y'all.
Nah, that's real. Nah, you good. That's right on topic because that's, I'm glad you said it. Females will get somebody killed.
Yep.
Brothers, pay attention to that because they're going to be right out there with the next brother. So
male,
both of y'all going
to lose. You have a very distinguishing voice. That was you that said that. Okay, you have a very distinguished. You have a nice voice, by the way. You two ladies, but I like men, so, you know, I complimented his voice first. So
yeah, girl. I know that's right.
She's like, yo, let
you
me
all
just
sound
clear this
great.
Up right
you
now.
Can't, I'm not, you know, you all sound wonderful, but Aaron, you have a nice voice.
Aaron needs his love. Aaron is the he's the spoiled one in the bunch. So he needs his love. So you doing that is really going to help us get through the rest of the week, and I appreciate that.
Oh,
thank
you. You're welcome, y'all. I know how it is.
Let
me
ask you
the beast to the men.
Have you ever been the enemy in the bed?
I've always been a good girl. Never been the enemy. But I can say I've shared my bed with an enemy for a long time. But, I mean, let's just be honest. I shared the bed with an enemy for probably approximately 7 years. But I didn't know he was the enemy for a long time. But like was stated earlier, when you look in retrospect, you will see the things that you should have seen. But Eve said it best, love is blind. And when we first get that, what we think is our first piece of what we think is real love, as women, I don't know, I can't speak for all, but I can speak for me. I've been single for 4 years because I love so strong. And so the next man that I give my heart to won't be the enemy. I'll know because I know what to look for. So I'm really careful now. But I want any young lady out there that's listening, if you have the warning signs in your face, please pay attention. And sometimes your friends are really being your friend. They are not all being haters. They don't all want your man. Some really have good intentions for you. So just listen. And
some want
your
man.
Yeah, some do want your man.
But you do
have some. You do may have. I have one real friend who tried to kill me. And I can honestly say I wish I had listened to her because sometimes not having an attitude about the woman who you know has been there since you were in diapers, the one who's never betrayed you, the one that's always been there, you know she's telling you probably for the sake of you. Because we don't always have to see murder as actual killing. We have murder of the spirit, people whose souls are dead because someone broke their heart. So at the end of the day, you can kill yourself loving somebody so much. I've seen it happen. Like, I have an aunt that's not here right now because she was in diagnosis bipolar because her husband cheated on her with her best friend and got her pregnant because she couldn't get pregnant, and he hid it for years, and she had to find the pictures when they were moving. And it did so much to her. She was a teacher. She was successful. She was the auntie I looked up to, and then one day her husband dropped her off on our doorstep, and she looked like hell. Like, her eyes were black. She looked horrible. I'd never seen my aunt look that way. And when the story finally came out, she suffered for years. She went from the successful, beautiful teacher who was married to the crazy lady in town. So her spirit was dead. And now she's not here. Rest in peace, Aunt Maggie. She lost her life from lithium toxicity. So I think of it, she never had to take lithium for bipolar. She never let a man get in her heart and soul that way. She would still be here, still teaching, still doing what she should have been doing. So I have so much passion for what I do that I'm glad I have that outlet, because when my heart was broken, I could write a book about it. I could kill people in my book. So I had an outlet. So everybody needs an outlet. If you're not a book writer, find something. Go work out. You know, find something, because at the end of the day, it's not worth your mind. It's not worth your life. So everybody should. I've learned that lesson because I got to see it. I didn't have to experience it. So you may actually have that good friend. Some women, beware, may want your man, but you have that one girlfriend that you know won't tell you wrong, your mama, your cousin. Somebody is trying to tell you. So listen, pay attention to the warning signs. Don't let it consume you, because I've seen it, and Lord knows I never want to see that happen to another beautiful woman in my life. So
yeah,
I just wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Let me ask you a question. You, at what point, because you said it was for like 7 years, at any point within that 7 years did you start seeing the signs and, you know, like ignoring them?
I started seeing them probably the third year into the relationship, because the first couple years he was really, really sweet. And it's so funny that I'm saying I'm sleeping with the enemy because we're actually best friends right now. But we were enemies as lovers. So it's really strange that now I feel like I've forgiven him. You know, you have to forgive people for yourself and not them. But I think I learned, I saw the warning signs, I would say, probably the second year because he had claimed to never have really been in love with anyone. So I'm supposedly the first woman that he was in love with, which caused his jealousy to come into play, and then he started to drink a little bit. Because one thing I noticed about people in general, when life is not going your way, people tend to depend on things, and he started drinking. So when the enemy came out, it was with the alcohol, and I call it devil juice because every time he drank it, he was so evil. But without the alcohol, he was a lot more tolerable. But when he would drink, he would just—he never was abusive physically. But when he would get drunk, he would get a little mentally abusive and accuse me of every man ever. Like, I was a teacher, and I saw the signs, and I feel really stupid to have stayed 3 years after this particular incident happened. But I used to be an English teacher in high school, so he used to pick me up from work sometimes. So this particular day, I'm in the copy room, and I'm talking to the gym teacher, which, of course, is a good-looking guy. He's young. He's buff. So when my boyfriend pulls up, I'm not noticing him pull up. I'm talking to this guy, so it's big windows.
Oh,
and I see him. Yes. Okay, so picture this.
You're smiling
I'm standing
away
there,
too, huh?
You know it. I mean, I'm nice. I'm at work. It's not flirting. We were actually talking about another student and laughing about a situation. So it looked on the other side of the glass like I'm flirting and I'm all in this guy's face. So he actually gets out of the car, y'all, and stands in front of the big window and have his arms out like, what you doing? Come on. You know, and it was like really like, oh, my God. This guy is crazy, and I know it. Let me hurry up and go out here before he come in here. I went and got in the car. This dude was like, I'm about to go ask him what y'all was talking about. He gets out at my job and goes inside. Do y'all know that copy room had cleared out by the time we got in here? It was nobody. It was like a ghost town. It was nobody around. I was glad that guy ran away because it would have. I was just so embarrassed. I had to go to work the next day, and everybody was like, everybody had heard about it. Teachers are like kids. They gossip. Just like the kids do. So it had traveled. The principal called me in his office. I'm like, oh, my God. So that was, like, the first time I really was like, oh, my God, this guy would ruin my life because of his jealousy. I'm going to lose my job. This is not a job at the BP around the corner. This is a career. This is an English teacher. You cannot come in here acting like you a thug off the street, which that's another thing, too. I used to love those thugs, y'all. I was a 23-year-old teacher, so I was still into the thug movement back then. Like, I just liked bad boys, and so I had to grow out of that, too. But the moral of the story is, don't like the Aaron. I saw it, and I ignored it, so I shouldn't have because it got worse. But anyway, you can go ahead.
Let me ask you, like, in staying, you know, all those years, was it a fear? Was it a fear of being alone? Was it a fear of hearing, you know, your friends or your family saying, I told you so? Like, what made you stick in there even after you realized clearly that you were sleeping with an enemy?
It is so not anything anybody would think. Okay, my ex went through a lot as a child. So I got a lot of the history and the neglect and the whatever he went through, and everybody would always leave him. That was his thing. We would argue. I'm just like everybody else. I didn't want to be like everybody else. I came from a good family of love and nurturing, and I just wanted so bad to pour all of that on him. I wanted so bad to show him that somebody could love him so it was not about me. I'm not afraid of being alone. I never have been afraid of being alone. I'm okay with it. I was more afraid of him being alone than me being alone. So I'm such a selfless person that at the end of the day, I gave myself up to make him happy. I gave up my happiness. So that's all it was. It was because I loved him. He was an abused child, and I wanted to show him love. That's exactly what it was.
Wow. And you know, in that movie, when they try to depict the movie with Tina Turner, and that was one of Ike's things of, you know, you want to do me like everybody else did. Like, you just don't leave me. She hung in there, you know, for what they showed us for all those years. Like, and she said it. I'm not going to leave you. You know, like, I'm not going to do you like everybody else. But he was ruining her. He was tearing her spirit, her self-esteem down. You know, he didn't care what he said and what he did, you know, to her in front of people. Her embarrassment meant nothing to him. As long as he was being satisfied. And you have a lot of selfish people out there like that. Like, they don't want you, but they don't want nobody else to have you. Or So they want whatever it is you can give them to satisfy them, to make sure that they feel like a man or a woman or what so have you. And the other person, like you said, is dying inside. Sometimes you have really good people who are incapable of loving again. You know, they come across somebody who wants to love them, who's loving them so, you know, with everything they have, but they're cold towards them. They can't really, you know what I'm saying? And even with some women, like, they'll be in a relationship, they'll stay in it, they don't have that love, they'll have children and don't even really love the children that they produce by that man. Like, it'll be a distance, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, I just, you know, like, I don't want to love at all. You know, you have that as well, you know. And that's crazy that a person can come into your life and be just honest with you. Like I said earlier, just be honest with a person. And if you can't help me, darn it, don't hurt me. You know, just let me go.
Exactly.
I can go do something else other than have to take the brunt of the pain and the lies and, you know, the deceit. It's really not necessary, you know. Mm-hmm. So what you think, Leisha? Leisha, hair and makeup, because Leisha, step off the hair and makeup. You going to the green room on me again.
I'm here. I'm not in hair and makeup. I absolutely agree. I think a lot of times, and I think females have a, And I'm going to say this, women, so please don't hit my inbox. A lot of times we bring stuff on ourselves. Sometimes we got to hook up with the, you know, the dude, the good dude, but we still lusted after the thug or the bad boy. And then all of a sudden you get caught up in some mess or, you know, the situation is you missing signs and, you know, you got all these stop signs in this relationship and you dealing with this dude and you just keep blowing past the stop sign. Then when something goes down, it's like, oh, well, that's what that was. You know, and I think a lot of times we put ourselves, I think Aaron said this in another show, that a lot of times we put ourselves in those positions by the decisions that we make. And the book, the way she's written Diablo, she makes you have questions off top because I read all three Forbidden Fruits. Now I got all these questions.
You have questions.
But how nobody else has really read it, so I'm not going to ask, but how they got together, you know, it's typical. You 16, you being fast, you know, and doing something you don't have no business. Now you hooked up with this dude. So I definitely agree with me.
I agree with you too, because I can't blame anybody else for what I went through with him but me. I would never say it's his fault ever, because in the beginning, by me knowing that he was this so-called reformed bad boy, he was supposed to be changing. In the first couple years, I didn't see any signs of crazy. He was perfectly normal. Great work, go to work every day. He wasn't out there thugging. He used to, and I didn't know that side of him. I met him when he was supposedly changing. My problem with him was never the streets or really women. It was he felt he couldn't believe he had someone who in his mind was a catch. It was too good to be true because he claimed he never had any. I'm not saying I'm the greatest woman in the world, but I'm smart. I have a good conversation. At the time, I was writing Forbidden Fruit, so he saw something in me that I'm sure that manifested in the person I am today. So he was all about holding on to something, but he was holding on too tight. So that was the problem with me sleeping with Amy, was he just was just too jealous of a
too
guy.
Tight, huh?
He was just holding on too tight. I couldn't breathe.
That gym teacher, you ready for that gym teacher? Like, y'all too young. My options is open. I'm a 23.
Exactly.
I'm 23.
He thought everything was opportunity.
The world is my oyster. You know, I need to get out here and see what's going on around here.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and he knew with my career choice that I would be meeting people, and by me wanting to be an author, that I would meet, like you guys, on Facebook alone, we meet a lot of people. He wouldn't have been able to handle that as being a jealous man. He didn't want me to talk to male publishers. I was pursuing my career throughout this relationship, and it was more so of a he wanted to hold on. Like Aaron said, like you said, I'm 23. The world is my oyster. I could meet a better guy, and he was so afraid I would meet a better guy.
But it was never about that with me. I'm a faithful person, and when I'm done with you, I'm done with you. I might, but like someone was saying earlier too, it when you are in a bad relationship, it messes you up for the next guy. So I have been single and probably had a lot of nice guys come along, but I was like, I pretend that I think it's more of a, I think I'm focusing on my career. I think it's just that I don't want to go through that again, so I pour it all into the books or what I'm doing as a way to avoid relationships. I don't really even want to deal with them right now.
Keep
you know,
pouring and
I
keep reading.
That's you, that you're able to share. If you have any questions, though, always inbox me. I answer all your questions. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, we need that for something. And in the spirit of what you have shared with us, we're going to have to drop another beat, Aaron, because I need another beat drop to bring it home. Could you drop that that play too? I need to see what Nika Michelle gonna have to say after you drop this beat.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want
to
talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't
want to
see your face.
She was just telling
me. I don't want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. There ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby. Damn.
Coming home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there. Where you came from? Day to day with you is always something else. Working my nerve. God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you. For you to come at me with another lame excuse. See, I heard it all before. All of your lies, all of your sweet talk. Baby this, baby that. But your lies ain't working now. Now look who's hurting now.
Look who's hurting
I
now.
Had to shut you down. Now, look who's hurting now.
Look who's hurting now.
Shut you down.
This is jam. That was jam.
I'm in my 20s again. I went back to college just then.
I went back.
Shout out to Sunshine, North Carolina, representing in the building.
Yeah, she is phenomenal. She's phenomenal. She's a phenomenal artist. She had an opportunity to do some work with Wahida Clark on the soundtrack of Honor Thy Thug. Excellent work ethic. That is a phenomenal woman. She said it. I mean, heard it all before. I mean, you know, you had that. You know, a lot of women going through that. He out, he creeping. He ain't coming in the house till all hours of the night. You know, like he come through the door, like he got it like that. And a lot of men will play on, you know, those insecurities of women, knowing that they don't want to be alone, or, you know, they don't want to let go of whatever is still good in him. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying about you wanted to help him, you wanted to heal him. Like you, we're nurturers, you know what I'm saying? And that side of you will force you, you know, to hang in there to that last little glimpse of what's good in the relationship. And people will spend years hanging in there on that one thing that they feel is good about that relationship. And, you know, like you said, ruin your spirit, ruin your soul. Some people take their life. Some people kill folks over, you know, those types of indiscretions. So, you know, it's like I always say, be honest. Just be honest. Just be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How you feel about that, Aaron? Like, you know, you're hearing all this. You're hearing it from, you know, the woman's perspective. And women aren't the only ones who go through that. You know, men do as well. I think I heard you say a couple of weeks back that you had, you know, a situation where you was tore up, you know, over the breakup. Like, how you feel about that?
I mean, it's just like you said. It's the same thing. Like, the man goes through it, too. Where the female's just being unfaithful. Like, we just listening to the clip. Like, that's just ridiculous right there. You know, like,
and it does go both ways.
Yeah, some women, like, do their thing, but they be having, like, real serious structure to it. Like, yo, listen, you're never definitely coming here to this house. Like, but when you get to that point where they in the house and you introducing them as a friend and a cousin and you spending time away, like all that right there, like that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just too much.
Yeah.
Why would you even want to do that to even be in any type of close proximity? And then you know both of, see, that's why I said what I said before about both men, both of the men being weak and the woman really being the player in the situation, because Even the guy who's sitting there that's sleeping with her behind this other dude back is a cornball, because you sitting around this dude. Like, she's good enough to bring you around him and be like, keep your manners now. You know what I mean? Like, come on. And so, I don't even, when people be doing that and they think they playing, like, I'm looking at it like, yeah, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you sitting there with your hands folded in your lap and don't even know it. You know,
well, let me ask you something, Nika. Looking back now, you look back and so forth and so on. Like, what made you say, okay, we're not together no more, but I'm still going to give you some type of trust and be your friend? Like, you know, you said you guys are friends and things like that now. Like, is it still something, you know, in him that you still want to heal or you still want to save that makes you say, even though he did what he did to you for so many years, I still want to be your friend? Like, why would you trust to even be his friend?
It took a while. It wasn't a overnight thing, because I didn't speak to him for probably a year. I probably didn't speak to him at all. And he reached out to me and actually was able to acknowledge the things that he did. He never really apologized to me in the relationship. He's a Leo, and I'm a Leo female, and I know pride is a, I don't know if people believe in these horoscope stuff, but I do, and he's a very prideful person, and so it was never easy for him to say I'm sorry. So just getting that from him, just an apology along, we've been broken up 4 years now, so this has been a work in progress, our friendship.
And okay. I recently went back to North Carolina, and that's when our relationship has really, really formed, because I can actually sit with him and see a mm-hmm. difference. He doesn't drink anymore. So mm-hmm. that was one reason, because I sat around him and actually could feel that his energy was different. He wasn't so angry anymore. He let a lot of things go. And I think part of my healing process was to be able to sit with him and be his mm-hmm. friend, because our relationship started as a friendship. And so mm-hmm. even though the love part of it died, the friendship never died. Even though he had hurt me, he never put his hands on me. He never called me out of my name. He always was good to my family. He never disrespected my friends. All the negativity was all on me. So I feel like at the end of the day, I can forgive him and be his mm-hmm. friend, because the trust wasn't necessarily always there to, for the friendship. The trust
is... Hold on. I'm going to stop you. I am not going to let you get away with that.
What?
No.
I think you were about to say what I was going to say. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, clearly, this guy did disrespect your friend. If he got out at the car, if he got out the work at the job,
well,
and you
he
got called into
them.
The principal's office, and then you already said he was jealous. And if
yeah,
he's getting out at
no,
your
well,
job, I could just imagine
that,
y'all down at Mardi Gras, and you looking on.
He's never did that to my friends
you.
Ever. He never went off on my friends, like my family and friends.
Oh, so
they
okay,
can't even believe that. And he'll do it to a stranger, exactly.
Oh,
like my family and friends never understood when I would tell them how he about the school situation and things they didn't see. They couldn't believe it was the same guy. They never saw that side of him. Even my close, like my best friend, she's seen us argue, but he's never put his anger or words towards her. It was always me, so I got the burnt of everything. And yeah, you're right. He disrespected the hell out of me. Don't get me wrong. And the people around me who weren't close to me or that he saw on a regular basis, put it that way.
But you know what? He did, you know, he did disrespect them, you know, because they care about you.
Yeah,
so whatever.
On that level, of course. Yeah,
I'm saying,
let's put it this way, not directly, but yeah,
right.
by him disrespecting me, that would indirectly hurt them. So definitely,
right.
by all means, I agree with that part. But I mean, like, direct disrespect, blatantly going off on people and cussing people
right.
out, like, he had never done that. They had never seen his temper. So I felt like you are able to control yourself. If you can control yourself around people, you respected mm-hmm. people a lot more than you respected me by not mm-hmm. even holding that in to ruin my life. You respected mm-hmm. my friends and my mom and them more than that. But at the end of the day, whatever I told them took away from what they felt for him because they loved me. It wasn't about him. So absolutely, they were definitely disrespected. But at the end of the day, I can forgive things that happened mm-hmm. in the past. We're older. We were in our 20s. He's almost 40. He has a woman now that he doesn't treat like that. So I commend him for changing. Anybody is capable of changing. So me seeing the change of him, he'll always be my friend. But we don't hang out. We don't go places together. But if he needs my advice, or I lost my best friend a month ago, he was at the funeral. So we support each other. He supports
me
in that kind of situation.
Let me ask you this. After,
mm-hmm.
When y'all link back up, did you ever double back? Be honest.
Never.
Did you double back?
Never double back. Because if, you know what, though? It's probably because I was in Georgia and he was in North Carolina. I probably would have doubled back like a fool if I was close. But the distance mm-hmm. made it easier for the breakup to go the way it should have. Because we actually moved from North Carolina to Atlanta together. And when the relationship broke down, he went back. So we had a year of not seeing each other. So by the time I saw him in person, I was over it. So,
okay.
No double backing.
Okay. Because you know that can happen also. You know, that emotional.
Yes.
Because you're a nurturer, and I can see
mm-hmm.
in character and your personality that even now, while you're
mm-hmm.
telling the story, you're still telling it with his whole feelings at your
mm-hmm.
best interest. Like, you're not
yes.
even telling it like, you know, he did such and so-and-so. Like, you're still even protecting him. In this interview, like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, he was really nice. And
he
wasn't
he might
bad.
Be listening.
He wasn't that bad. He was okay.
He was that bad to me. I never said that. He punched three holes
in the wall. He wasn't.
No, he didn't really punch one. It's so funny you said that. That's why we broke up. He punched a hole in the wall one time. That was it for me. You punch holes in walls, you'll punch me eventually. I don't wait to get abused.
I'm not going to stop running my mouth. See, that's when you know you whooping a man ass in an argument, when he start getting mad and punching walls and stuff.
Yeah, that was beating his ass in argument. He can't out argue. Nobody can. I don't think any man can out argue me, and that's really like. Probably why I'm single now.
See, that's not true. Don't start getting too much.
You want to argue, Aaron? No, I don't want to argue.
I'm just saying.
We're not making any drama. We're not doing it. We're not having any abuse.
I know, y'all, because I swear it's going to, people inbox is going to be ringing, because I swear I get sick of people asking me, did you do this? I know I didn't do it. Mika wasn't in it, y'all. I didn't do it. If you heard about it, it wasn't me.
Yo, that inbox game is serious.
Yeah. The inbox thing is hilarious. Not just serious, but hilarious. It surprises me that grown people really have that much time on their hands that they could just, like, bounce all over inboxes. I'm like, for real? Like, what is this, sixth grade? Like, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anything like it. It cracks me right up. And people can't get nothing from me. They come in my inbox, I just be like, okay, really? All right, I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, yeah, I clutch my pearls, you know what I'm saying, for real, blank stare. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time for that. I mean, I got teenagers. What do I look like running around from box to box? I was like, girl, did you hear what happened? Like, honestly, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, everybody got their thing. Everybody has their thing. Yeah. That's you. Do you. Just make sure you're you. Don't bother my me. So then we're good. But, you know, it's like that. Because even we're talking about now is the sleeping with the enemy. And, you know, it's a relationship, but it's also friendships and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have people is with their cousins. The enemy is not just your man or it's not just your woman. Like, you have people right, you know, in your families and, you know, people who you call a friend who are definitely wishing for your downfall, like praying for it, like in your face, like, yay, you. And then behind your back, they pulling out the carpet, you know what I'm saying? They throwing down, you know, any type of obstacle they can put in your way to keep you from being successful. So, you know, sleeping with the enemy is not just a mate exclusivity. You know what I'm saying? It is also friends and sometimes family. Sometimes family come as your enemy worse than the enemy itself.
Absolutely.
You're like, well, dag on. You know what I'm saying? You're like, we got the same blood. I don't stand a chance out here if you all get me. Leisha, you have something, Leisha?
Yes, ma'am. I actually had a comment and a question. You know, a lot of times, especially with friends, we try to make twigs roots. You know what I'm saying? Those roots are the ones that last forever. We try to make everybody last forever. But I always say that everybody in your circle, whether they're family, friends, or otherwise, not everybody is meant to go to the next level when you go. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just meant for the meantime. They're just meant to be there for that time. And then when their season is over and you've moved on, everybody's not meant to go with you. But a lot of times we try to take all those people with us, and it's not meant for them to come with us. You know, they were there for that purpose. Now their purpose is over, and now it's time for them to go. But as you describe your ex, Mika, he sounds like Diablo. Is he Diablo?
Diablo is a mixture of all of my exes. And I have like two exes that would probably be Diablo manifested. Yeah. So you called me. Like you got me though, right? Like the guy who's bad, but to the core of him, she's really not a bad. They just be victims. A lot of men and women are products of their environment, and everybody starts off this innocent, mm-hmm. sweet baby. And if we nurture them the right way, they can be good people. So the core of people sometimes is really good. Like I used to notice things. Like he read his Bible. He had a faith in God that I felt was very strong, and I saw good things. And the devil really works on good people. I don't know, a lot of people don't believe that, but I believe the devil tries really hard on the best people. And some people are really good, but it's just all up to us what we sit back and take, or whether you, like you said, that person is meant to be there for a season, to teach you a lesson, to be material for my book. You know, everybody has a purpose in my life, and at the end of the day, I try to see the best in people, but we can't always concentrate on the best, because sometimes a person is so bad that they're taken away from you. And if you're not healthy in that relationship, period, whether it's your family, friend, boyfriend, whoever, just separate yourself, wash your hands of the situation, because you are the most important person. You got kids, concentrate on your children. Stop worrying about having a man in your bed. I got too many girlfriends who can't be alone or got to always have a man. And I'm like, girl, you better get a pillow and read a book or find something else. Find you a talent, sew something, knit, do something. But don't concentrate on having a man around you all the time. I think, and for men too, you don't always have to have a different woman in your bed. Find something in one woman that's good for you. Same thing for women. And stick with that one person. It's too much stuff out there for all this sleeping around.
Make sure to make be clear to let the men know to make sure they get one woman.
Yeah.
Like, well,
women
don't get
already
no
know
man
that
in your
to
bed.
Get one man.
The women already know, huh?
We already know because our mamas told us. Y'all daddies, not necessarily uncles. Like, that's another situation with Diablo. If you read about that life, you start to realize why he was the man he was in Forbidden Fruit. His uncle exposed him. He was the only man in his life. What he exposed him to, with, you know, was what he took out into life when he was an adult. So what you don't learn, you go find out for yourself the hard way. So I've learned some easy lessons in life. I was lucky to have a sister. Well, I wasn't lucky because I don't look at it. My niece is here now, but my sister was a teenage mom. And so I learned from her crying baby, I didn't want that. So I learned not to do certain things because I learned the easy way. But you got people who got to go out and do it and learn that way. And so, you know, you learn. But you're right, Aaron. I do point things out because I need men to listen. Y'all don't listen.
We be listening.
Aaron,
you
listen.
Be saying I, something.
And Aaron.
You listen.
Aaron definitely listens. You see how when he asked you that question, he called back an hour ago, what you had said like an hour ago. Like, Aaron
is
listening.
Rare, Aaron.
He is. He is a rare
He's
find.
He's a rare breed.
Yes,
he does.
Stop actual. In the rough. I need a minor, but I don't want her to have no jackhammer and a helmet that glows. She'll be a gold digger.
You can take that word two ways. She could be digging for you, and you could be the gold. You that precious stone she's looking for. Look at it that way.
Nigga, I done talked to you about spoiling Aaron. I done talked to you about that a minute ago. I had told you he is spoiled enough. You done said something. See? Now his head ain't even going to fit in the studio next week, honestly. See?
Let me
see, Aaron, girlfriend might be listening. It's a big sign that says "Do not spoil Aaron." It had neon lights and everything on it.
Y'all know I'm kind of blind a little bit, so I'm sorry I didn't see it. My bad. Let me stop.
It's so good. You don't have to worry about Aaron's girlfriend because she is the sweetest little pie, and she knows what she has, and she is happy to share Aaron with us. And I love, love, love Certified Author's Wife. Shout out to her. She's on the show every week showing her support and her love, and she allows him to be him. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows who he is, and she allows him to be him. She doesn't stifle his character with a bunch
That's
of, well, maybe it should be this way or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she allows him to be him, and I appreciate a woman who has enough courage to do that. You know, let
exactly.
a man be who he is and let him grow. Don't try to
mm-hmm.
fit him into a bowl. I think sometimes
mm-hmm.
that's another thing that gets the relationship twisted when you come in there trying to shape and make a person into who you want them to be or what you think a relationship should be instead of letting people grow and be who they are. And if they should stumble across a personality trait that doesn't fit into what you like, leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you was good, but you just won't leave the toilet seat down. I can't get with that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
I can't get with that.
Yo,
word
up. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you how men listen to this. And ladies, y'all listen too. But men for sure listen to this. Ladies always complain about us not putting the toilet seat back down. And I, for one, I always do that. Right, but see, one day I was on my way to putting the toilet seat down, right, and I stopped midway, and I said, you know what? Let me see if she's gonna lift the toilet seat up next time she get done, as a way of courtesy.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
Did
now
really go
wow.
There, y'all?
Wow.
How do you, when you buy the toilet seat, isn't it down? You don't buy it in the package up. So
thank
it's supposed
you.
To
when
be
you
down.
Buy, hey, listen, exactly. What, see, that was a bad analogy because guess what? When you buy it in the package, that means it ain't no toilet seat there. So you have
it
to do what?
Seat.
You have to set it up. Okay?
See,
you
go there, y'all.
Put
the
I'm good. I've been on I was on 12 debate team.
Just put the goddamn freaking seat down, okay? Just put the goddamn seat down. Just put it down.
Just put it down. Okay.
Yo, men, look for a little courtesy in your relationship. If your woman don't ever walk out the bathroom and say, hey, I left the toilet seat up for you.
Okay, he's
you might need to think
y'all.
About leaving her.
He sure is. You see these hands going up. Look, you see these hands going up, Aaron.
Look at Leisha.
Stuff.
Leisha about to leave the toilet
stuff,
seat
dude.
Up tonight.
Oh, no, I'm not.
That's
and he's going to make sure he has his, he's going to make sure it's down when he leave out. Watch.
Yeah, see, toilet seat. That's what I'm talking about.
Aaron, take
we
that call right quick.
Up. Yes. 973-732. Good evening. You're live with the Right and Royalty Crew.
I am.
I'm speaking with.
I don't even want to go to work, and I ain't even go to dad.
Oh, there's somebody who ain't even want to go to work.
Gotta go to work.
You live with us, though.
Well, my boss ain't here, so I'll be laying on a desk.
Oh,
okay.
Whoa. Uh-oh. You about to get
okay.
fired.
Well, welcome
this
to
is your boss. Hello, this is your boss. You laying on my furniture?
Aaron, stop. 973, welcome to the clubhouse. How are you?
They dropped. They didn't realize it. They didn't realize it. They was trying to lay on the desk. They was too busy laying on the desk.
I think I know who that was, y'all.
We got a
773.
Okay.
Oh, my God. 773-943. Good evening. You live with the Right and Royalty Crew. How are you doing, and who are we speaking with?
Hi, you guys. This is Eureka, urban novelist Eureka. How you doing?
Hey, Eureka.
Hey, what's going on,
Eureka?
Hi, Eureka. Hi, Aaron. Lord Jesus, I love you, first off, Aaron. You know that. Oh,
my
God.
Thank you very much. I love you, too.
This little toilet seat thing. Here, let me tell you something.
Told you you said something, Aaron.
Listen, you a Midwestern girl, so go ahead and
pull
it like it really is.
You better put that seat down. I don't got time for that. I'll be going to fail on there. Oh, we'll have issues. Oh, my God. You guys are a riot. I said, let me call in. Let me check. Let me see. And Mr. Bebo, oh, my God. Yeah, you're doing you.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you something. That's just a common courtesy.
What you trying to tell me? What you trying to tell me?
That's a common courtesy right there. Think about it.
Yes.
I mean, you walk out the bathroom and you tell your man, baby, I left the seat up for you for the next time you get ready to go. You know what I mean? Like,
what if you need it down, though, for the next time you go? What if it's a number two instead
whoa,
of a number
well,
one?
Well, I'll tell you what.
If you've
been thinking about leaving the toilet seat down for your man, let him figure that one out on his own. Don't you try to figure that one out. okay?
I would. The money that most of us women spend to decorate those bathrooms, I wish I would. A toilet seat cost me $12. No, just going down, buddy. And you better wipe it off because it's going to be colorized. Because you know how we spend that money on, you know, decorating our bathrooms and making lovely and livable. Then you guys come talking about something, I'm going to leave this up. Karen?
Hey, the bottom should look as good as the top. The bottom should look as good as the top.
Knock it off, Aaron. Knock it off. Since we got you on here, Miss Eureka, one of the G-Street heat, one of the heady pans on G-Street, have you ever had an enemy in your bed?
Of course. Oh, yeah. I have. I'm keeping it 100. Yes. And the sad part is I knew it. I did it for some revenge type thing. Oftentimes a man, as I've learned, when you know, or they feel like, oh yeah, I got her, I effed her, because y'all know the real word, but I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna keep it ladylike. But see, okay. I turned the tables to no Negro, I effed you. When he goes and say, oh man, I hit that. I'm like, no, you didn't. I don't even know what you're talking about. He could have been and just left my bed. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoa. I'm going to tell you something. Yo. And this is real. This is just me. Like, if that's how she rolling and that's how she doing it, that's her. I would never be upset with that. You know why? Because I'd just be like, you know, she's just not comfortable with what the things that she's doing. I would realize she's not comfortable with it. Like,
what?
If you got a lot of, yeah, because if you got a lot of me, like, if I know that me and you doing something, and then you be like, yo, no, we not, I'd be like, okay. Like, I wouldn't even try to justify that any further. Like, I'd be like, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
you wouldn't have any other choice.
In my mind, I'd be like, yo, no, you're right. I'll accept that with open arms. Because in my mind, I'm gonna be like, if you ashamed of the things that you're doing, you shouldn't be doing them.
Oh no, it's not a shame. It's not shame at all. It's called payback. No. Most of the time, brothers, and I won't even say you until you say something to put yourself in the category. most of the time, brothers will sit there, especially when I was younger. They'll go, oh yeah, man, I hit that. And they may have, but it ain't nobody's business but mine and yours. Mm-hmm. So when you're going around here, you putting my name out there and you doing what you do, I will be the one to just, you know, kind of flush a little bubble. And guess what? The bad part about it is, I ain't going to even say bad. It's the good part, because never, my grandmother always told me, don't ever be ashamed. If you're ashamed of what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing
it. Oh,
no, baby.
Word up.
I just turned the tables. No, you didn't F me. I F'd you, and I did it good. Matter of fact, when you in front of your boys and you trying to say that this is what happened, even in business, you F me? No, I'm going to F you. That's point blank. That's how I roll. It's not going to be, oh, I'm ashamed of this. No, baby, No, I'm not ashamed of nothing that I do, ever, because I will always own up to it, whether it's good or bad. I'm going to own up to it. But I will never let the person think that they done F me. Not going
to
happen.
You about to get back. She about to get back.
She is done.
Inga, you better not leave her bitter. You hear that, man?
Oh, no.
If your intentions ain't right, don't mess with Eureka. If you already know that you got bad intentions, don't even do it.
She's playing.
Not bad intentions.
Condition out the camera. Thank you.
That's all. And you know, the men, basically, like, I had a person say to me to get on the reading thing, well, the writing thing, all of my female characters pretty much like this, like me. I cannot, I've tried it to do, like, the dumb down thing and the weak damsel in distress thing, and somehow that strong help will come out, and she don't know how to stop. And this is just my persona. This is who I am. Because at the end of the day,
I'm the sweetest thing in the world until you turn on me or until you bite me the wrong way or you don't do what you need to do to please me. Hello, is this my sister? This Leisha?
Yes, ma'am.
They gotta know. They gotta know. You better put Erin on blast, girl. Back, Erin. We are Erin.
She will.
Mm-hmm. We will tear your heads off and smile at you with your head in our hands. Look at that.
You can't blow my cover, Eureka.
Oh, okay. She is so sweet. She's sweet as pie. She's going to get everybody some candy and cookies afterwards, okay? Yeah.
Afterwards.
Don't mess with her, though. Don't cross that line. Erin,
don't
do
it.
That's the Halloween house they tell you don't go to. Go to that house. You got switchblades in the apples.
Erin, you know good and well a woman that we are very nice until you push us.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I don't know, but you
and
know,
then with your toilet
love,
seat,
I love women.
I don't know,
you know?
Huh? I probably have to cut women. Your feet off with this toilet seat thing.
I want y'all to try that. I want all women to try that in their home if
no,
you got a
you.
Man. And watch the reaction of your man when you let him know
no,
you left the toilet seat up for him.
I don't.
But you,
no, thank you. I won't be doing that. Sorry.
No, that
ain't gonna happen.
He is serious.
I'm gonna tell you what, you is dead right. That's why side chicks is winning, because wives ain't ready to experiment.
Did you say that?
As soon as you said wedding, two more lights went off. Yeah, we got to bring these other callers in here. Eureka, thank you for calling in.
Oh,
and shout out a couple of your titles for us right quick so our readers can know what you have, please.
Oh, okay. Well, for G Street, of course, I'm Dutchess, the author of Dutchess. I also have the Concoction series, Urban Beauty, Vixen, The Baby Mama's Club, and what's my other one? Oh, crap. I have so many.
Just
look
books,
me up,
girl.
Urban Novelist Eureka.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama. We appreciate you calling in.
All right.
G Street.
We got 313. Oh, well, we had 313.
Take that 570.
We got 570-540. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Keisha, and I have my cousin, Keisha.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How y'all ladies doing tonight?
We're great. We're doing great.
What's going on, Keisha? I knew you was going to be lurking around.
No, I
don't even start on the toilet seat thing.
No, the toilet seat thing, look. This is how I feel. I go back in and put it down. Ain't a big thing. Ain't a big thing. You know, I'm gonna pick my battles. That's nothing.
See?
Okay.
Back down. Make them big
enough.
Speaking
from a woman who live in a house with three men. I'm telling
wrong
you.
Wrong woman-ish. Right there. You
see
that
I do it all the time.
Yeah. So how you feel about this enemy in the bed? I need to know how you feel about this enemy.
Okay, well, my take on the enemy thing is, how about you in the bed by yourself? You be your own enemy. I know a lot of women that are their own enemies. And people, and then when you get in relationships, it's toxic. It seeps into your mate. So my advice is to women and men, take care of that enemy within yourself. That one that, put your own self down. The people that, do stuff, don't never do it, never follow through with it.
That's a big
enemy. And once you can see the enemy within yourself, I think by, knowing yourself, then you can kind of pick and see the little traits of the enemies around you. But to me, I like having haters. I keep them in business to let me know I'm doing well. So I take applications because what my thing is. I got like 12 haters now. Next year I should have 114. That's how I'm doing.
That's
that.
What I'm talking about.
I have no problem. They motivate me. I promise you. I laugh. I don't care. It don't bother me. But how you feel about enemies?
You said how I feel about enemies?
Yeah.
Your enemy in your bed. Having an enemy in your bed.
See, I never experienced that. So I'm not sure, but I know since people don't come with
warning labels or they, you know, side effect inscript, we got to be more careful about who we date or we sleep with or, you know, bring in our bedroom, you know.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yep, you're absolutely right because you never know what a person is going to bring until the situation presents itself. You know what I'm saying? You pretty much walk into the situation blinded because you don't know. You learn a person as it goes. But when you detect it, the thing is not ignoring it. You know, people will ignore it, like we said, when you hone in on something that's special about the person or good about the person, you'll just kick. Some people just kick it to the curb. Like, I don't want to see that. I'm just going to see this one thing because that really makes me feel good. And they'll neglect what makes them feel bad until it pretty much destroys them. So,
to women is, when you meet that man, see how he talk about his ex-girlfriend. Everybody say check their mother, check their sister. They got love for them always. You see how he check that, how he gonna treat that ex-girl. If he come into your house throwing trash about her, promise you, you won't be able to talk to. Don't think you special. People, if he come in here with that, oh, she was this and she was that, oh, hold up. That's clue number one.
Okay. But you have too many people that want to hear that about the ex, so they don't take that as a warning sign. They take it as a, ah, I got them now. But you're right. You can't take it that way.
Self-hate. That's that self-hate. When you strong in your spot, you strong in your spot. That's how I feel. I'm strong in my spot. I'm not going to wait. And I'm not chasing behind no man.
That's the first clue.
You
have to be secure.
And I've been with mom for almost 18 years. I'm not chasing. I got three kids in here. I chase a dream. I don't chase a man. That's
my
reality.
Amen.
Go ahead, Keisha.
Yeah.
But my
sister
enjoys the show, right, Tifa?
Yeah, I love the show. This is my first time hearing it, and I really like this show.
Thank you.
I will be telling people about y'all over here in Jersey. And,
all right.
I will be tuning in.
We definitely appreciate you.
Wonderful.
You definitely sound like somebody who nobody better not cross. You got that soft little voice, like word, like you did that. Like,
no,
I'm right.
I don't play no games.
Worry about it, love. I made some homemade soup, the good kind, the kind grandma used to have.
Shout out to the Claus clan. Shout out to Grandma Claus. She is a phenomenal woman. Keisha said she is so awesome. I hope I get to meet her really, really soon.
Yeah,
that's a good family, and I hear only good things about all of you.
Aww,
you're doing a lot of good things in Jersey. You know, the brick is definitely bringing some success stories, and we do thank you. And make sure, you know, if you have anything you want to promote on the show, let us know so that
I
we
sure
can do
will.
That for you.
Yes.
I sure will. And don't and I'm.
Huh?
Did you get your package?
No, I did. I was going to bring that up. I was going to let you live today.
Oh, you were not. But see, you wasn't letting me live because I already felt the icy tones in your voice on the fly.
I was in Bob's book. I finished your book. And I said, once I get my package, I'll tell him how I feel about the book.
Wow, that's not cool. Hold up. Let me tell you something. I can't control UPS. Like, one time... It's for real. I can't control them. Like,
but you know
Nene
what?
Know,
I'm
going to
go and say it on the radio.
Nene knows it's in the mail. She was right on the phone with me.
I really did, Aaron.
That took
and
you back to that old school street lit feel, right?
I let my daughter read the first couple of pages, and she don't read hood books. And when she read it, she said, Mom, I feel like saying a rap song. I said, what? I feel like rapping right now. And I got the blackest, whitest daughter ever. But so she was like, Mom, I feel like saying a rap song. I said, oh, stop it. She enjoyed it. And for her to read it, you know, that says a lot because she don't like, I don't know why, but she don't like reading hood books. She said they're not romantic enough.
We thank you for all your support, Keisha, as well as
your cousin having her call in, Miss Tifa, and share the show with us. We love y'all to death. Please call in anytime. And like I said, if y'all got any shows or anything coming up in the break,
you know, my show, Crossover Radio. Mm-hmm. I'll give a date out later. We have some good things going on with that. And, you know, we will really will have y'all. Y'all know y'all coming on my show. It's going down.
Can't wait.
NBA going to be on there. We're going to talk about, we got some players from the NBA that's going to be on our first show. We're going to talk this thing that happened in the NBA. We got some Clipper players coming on the show. So it should be exciting.
Look, Keisha, I bet he mad. He had an enemy in his bed. The Clippers guy, he had an enemy in his bed.
That's what he get. That's what he get when you want to deal with, do stuff like that. You want his karma like that.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happens.
Yep, that's what happens. He gonna learn today. He gonna learn today.
Exactly.
For real.
That was a lesson to all men.
Mm-hmm. That was a lesson to all men. No pillow talk.
Please. That was a pillow talk. That was box spring talk. He took it to the box spring. He went right past the pillow. He just went. He went right to the box spring.
My dude was out of control.
Awesome, no. Yeah, well, we love y'all. We're going to let y'all go so we can let our author shout her work out, let everybody know what she does so we can close out this evening. Love, love, love you. Please call back.
All right, guys. Bye. Good night. Bye. Bye. Yeah, I don't know. Miss Hello. Nisha. Michelle. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. You're on the spot. Yes. Wow. Yep.
So that what happens. So we got Miss Nika Michelle on here. If you could go ahead and shout out your work, let us hear what you have. If you have any tour dates or anything coming out, shout those out so that the readers can definitely hear what's coming up out your camp next.
Okay, About That Life, of course, dropped today. That's Diablo's story. He is one of the characters from Forbidden Fruit. Forbidden Fruit is also available. You can read it in any order. You can read it from part 1 through 3 and then go back and read the prequel, or you can start from the prequel if you've never read it and trickle your way down, because About Their Life is the beginning of the story. It's set in the 90s, and I miss the 90s. It was great writing about the 90s. And I also have the Black Butterfly series. We have 0 Degrees with author Leo Sullivan. I also have the Nikki Ain't Free, which is a little bit of erotica. I have the Empress, which is a story about a female who is pretty much manifested. She's pretty much like a man in a female's body, so she's one of the strongest characters I've ever written about. As far as tour date to the Harlem Book Fair this year, if everything goes well, Lord willing, I will be there. I'm also starting my own publishing company, Urban Literates. So I'm looking for authors. So if you are a new author, you want to get your work out there, you can email me, authornikamichelle@gmail.com, for more information about that. I also have a new, two new authors coming out, and they were big Forbidden Fruit fans. So they actually pen under the names Diablo and Yana B. And they have a book coming out called When Loyalty Lies. We haven't really picked a date yet, but I'm hoping. I'm looking at May 27th right now. So for now, May 27th will be that release date. But if anything changes, I will announce it. But that's pretty much it. Stay on my Facebook page, Nika Michelle. I'm on Twitter, @UrbanLiterates. I'm also on Instagram. So anything that's coming up, I will definitely let everybody know. But check out About That Life. It's really hot. I think it's one of my best books. And thank you, everybody, for supporting me.
Yes, and we thank you. And make sure you know that this is also your home. If you have your authors, you want to get them some exposure, get them some interviews, please hit Leisha up and let us know so we can get you in the schedule so their work can also be introduced to our reading bosses. They love to get that one click. Make sure y'all get up and click that Diablo. Thank you so much, Nika Michelle.
Thank you for having me. Phenomenal.
Thank you to all our callers as well as the chat room. Aaron, I want you to play that Blood, Sweat, and Tears on the way out. Drop that beat.
Yeah. None but flavor. Let's go.
My love for you stayed thicker than a snicker. I was down with you when niggas wasn't checking for ya. For real. triple OG. Drunk in love, I held it down in these streets for real. How you gonna mention no condition? Keeping with tradition, and I know you out here tricking. Knick knack, patty whack, give a dog a bone. I let that dog roam, and he found his way home. Not to mention, I keep the body finger licking good. Now you Hollywood, I miss my thug from the hood. Been hurt so many times, I heard your many lines. Sitting, waiting, contemplating, flirting with these guys. I only do it cause I know it makes you mad. And we take it to the bed, best sex I ever had. I can't front, you're the one for me. In the sheets, in the streets, unconditionally nuanced.
Sensing hesitation in the way that you relay your love to me. Trying your best and see how imperfect, perfect love can be. Oh, I know you've been hurt before. I know how it is when you're trying to find you. Cause I've been hurt before, and I've been in repair mode. I know what it takes to get through. Can't let that phase make you give away us, give up on trust. Cause that's when we start to argue. We shouldn't have to fight to make love. It's more than enough. It's not conditional when it comes to loving you. I know it's not traditional when it comes to loving you. I can tell by your conversation that you're starting to compare me to him. But he ain't me no any man, there's no comparison. You gotta let go of the past, or it's gonna hold us back, girl. You gotta put down your bags and believe I'm better than that. I know what it takes to get through, can't let that phase make you give away up, give up on trust, cause that's when we start to argue. We shouldn't have to fight to make love, and we ain't gotta break up to make. Cause our foundation is more.